A little climb has taken you to the small intermediate teleferic building which served the Garibaldi Hut Garibaldi Pass section. This small wooden building has been restored by volunteers from the Adamello White War Museum with a view to conserving this unique testimony to the building techniques used in this type of work. Just a few meters higher up, at 2,840 meters, you will come across an important army building. It is the tomb of five Austrian soldiers who died in an attempt to penetrate the Avio Valley across the Brizio Pass. The action took place on 15 July 1915. From their base at Mandrone Hut, the Austrians attempted to attack what was then called the Veneracolo Garibaldi Brizio Pass line, with a pincer attack carried out by 100 or so men. While the attack was repulsed at the Veneracolo and Garibaldi passes, at Brizio Pass the few Italian defenders, aware that they were heavily outnumbered by their attackers, waited for their adversaries to cross the pass and then struck from above from their Cima Garibaldi positions. Helped by 30 or so Alpini soldiers who had come to their rescue from Garibaldi Hut, the Italian soldiers succeeded in driving the Austrians off, leaving the latter to attempt the strenuous climb up to the pass once again to get back to their own lines. The Austrians lost 5 dead and 10 prisoners, besides Cadet Franz Keim, who was wounded and taken to Garibaldi Hut, where he died that evening. The five who died at the Veneracolo lookout post were buried where they fell, alongside the footpath which climbs up to Brizio Pass today. We have no way of knowing whether Don Antonio Amale, tasked in 1920 with reorganizing the army cemeteries of the Upper Valley, took them to the Avio Valley Army Cemetery as planned. The tomb is made of a pile of granite stones arranged geometrically with the following inscription on top: Italian Alpini soldiers buried the bodies of 5 Austrian soldiers, WHO died, at Garibaldi Pass fighting for their country on 15 July 1915. Here for eternal rest Cadet Franz Keim was buried under a pile of stones at the foot of a large boulder now covered by the waters of Lake Veneracolo. The inscription, which mistakenly notes the surname as Klein rather than Keim, is still visible when the lake empties out in the winter months. The corpse was taken to the Avio Valley War Cemetery. Franz Klein, Austrian soldier, died at Garibaldi Pass fighting for his country on 17 July 1915.